unfortunate end, but I think it was the appropriate solution.
Police and biologists take action on a wolf problem in the Skagway area. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more up next. A motor vehicle accident in Haines ended in tragedy Monday morning when a local man died from his injuries. 21-year-old Jonathan Michael Graham was a resident in the Chilkat Lake area located up the Haines Highway. He was declared deceased shortly after the single vehicle accident occurred at the entrance of town. Police Chief Gary Lowe is with the Haines Police Department.
The morning of the 4th, at approximately 1:50 a.m., the police department received several calls of a single vehicle accident.
As the department determined in an on-scene investigation, the 2002 Toyota pickup truck was westbound on Main Street and failed to negotiate the curb where it merges with the highway at the edge of town.
Ran off the roadway, went into a ditch, then went across the parking lot of Bigfoot, then went down into a second ditch and came up, and the vehicle rested on its side in the entry drive to Haines Home Building.
Police, firefighters, and emergency medical service responders arrived to find the driver unconscious with no other passengers in the vehicle.
For emergency personnel, he was extricated from the vehicle and transported to the search clinic where he was pronounced dead.
The department is carrying out further investigation to understand a clear cause for the accident. As part of that, they're conducting interviews about the hours prior to the accident.
Early indications is that alcohol was involved, probably excessive speed at some point was involved, and it was fairly apparent that he was not wearing his seatbelt, which certainly added to the extent of his injuries.
Motor vehicle accidents are rare in our Northernland Canal towns, with ones that end in fatality even more rare, says Chief Lowe.
From what people are telling me, there's not many people that can remember the last fatality that happened in town. There has been a few off the highway, but offhand, I don't know the last fatality that we had in town. We did have a fairly serious accident last year that happened almost identically as to what happened at this one, that there was a vehicle that failed to negotiate that corner and ended up in the parking lot of Bigfoot. Again, it was a case that someone, you know, alcohol was involved in that and speed was involved in that. I think those two are a bad mix, no matter what the location are.
Nonetheless, police do recognize that intoxicated driving is a problem in the area. Haines Police Department made 3 driving under the influence or DUI arrests in the last week.
A couple of those were occasions where friends or coworkers or, you know, people called in and said, you know, this vehicle is driving erratically or this person's had too much to drink and we tried to stop them in their driving. So, you know, that's something that everyone in the community has to step up and take a part of is, you know, we've got to stop your friends from driving when they shouldn't be driving.
Graham's body was transferred to the medical examiner's office in Anchorage, where professionals will conduct an autopsy. A full obituary will be included in an upcoming issue of the Chilkat Valley News. Again, Haines Police Chief Gary Lowe.
You know, first and foremost, we want to support the family, and I'm sure they're grieving. Any time that you're losing a son or, you know, a relative or a friend, you know, the entire community is going to be grieving on this. And you know, whatever mistakes was made, that doesn't distract from that. You know, this was a human being that was loved by friends and family. So at this point, I think that's the lesson that we want to take from this is, you know, just to tell the people close to you that they're important to you. And if you see them making some mistakes, you want to, you know, encourage them not to do that.
A a wild wolf that biologists suspect was responsible for killing a house pet in the Skagway area is no longer a concern for residents. Police killed the gray wolf, also known as a timber wolf, on Friday, July 1st, after it returned to an area where it recently attacked dogs near Lyersville.
And so we all made our way over to that area near Lyersville, a quarter mile away at the most. And the wolf was located by a Skagway Police Department officer, and he dispatched it there.
After receiving multiple reports of a problem wolf in the area over the last week, two biologists from the department